May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, from the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, the Pharisees were always out to get him. They were always out to conspire against him, to trip him up. So here again, we have another test. And Jesus responds, because they say to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? Well, he answers them as a good Jew with a question. Well, what did Moses command? Because Moses was the one they were supposed to be following, his law. And so then he explains to them about why Moses wrote this law of divorce. And he tells them it's because of your hardness of heart. Jesus didn't really want to get into a legal debate with them, but what he did want to do was he wanted to explain God's will and how it took precedence in all areas. Now back then, and I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about it, the heart in those days, that was kind of, if you wanted to define it, the heart was the center of understanding. It was the center of emotions and also our actions, all that, who we were or who we are and what we do. So if there was a hardened heart, that was a person that was not doing God's will, not in tune with God's intentions. Now the Pharisees were all about the legal law. That was their interest. And Jesus was all about God's intentions. He knew that marriage was for human beings to live together. To live together, but to also live together with God. That was the important part. And that shows relationship. And if we all have a relationship with God, then our relationships with one another should grow into a holy relationship, showing love, showing respect, compassion, awareness of the other person's needs, a give and take, a faithfulness and a commitment to one another, and the feeling of being safe and a feeling of being protected. Marriage was to be a life together, both toward each other, not one more than the other, not one being domineering and abusive and the other one being submissive. It was to be together, a partnership of love. Marriage was not to be just a piece of legal paper or a legal law. Marriage was to be and is to be a holy sacrament. And when we have sacraments, what does that mean to us? It means that we're following God, doing what he commands, and having him be important in our lives. So the disciples, they decide to question him a little bit more. And he says to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery against him. He was trying to explain to them that spouses, either one, was not to disregard the relationship for just no reason at all. The combined, the two together, the relationship, was to be mindful of one another and to be aware of the needs. And if there was a reason for divorce, then there were repercussions. It was not like, you know, the game Musical Chairs? Well, it's not musical wives or musical husbands. We are mindful of one another and mindful of all relationships. So then what happens next? It's more about relationships. People were bringing their children to Jesus so that he might touch them, because the parents and the people who had these children knew how Jesus was, how he could heal them and bless them. But what happened? The disciples were trying to keep them away because what? It wasn't convenient for them. They probably thought it wasn't convenient for Jesus. They didn't want to have the little children being noisy and bothering him. So what happens? Jesus gets indignant and he says, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." He was trying to explain, never prevent anyone from coming close to him. Never prevent anyone from coming to God. That's what the Pharisees did. So what happens next? He tells them, "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Now if we think about children, what are they like when they come to an adult or a parent or someone who is supposed to be caring for them? They come in a very vulnerable spot. They come with trust that they'll be safe and protected and loved, possibly forgiven, but definitely cared for. They come in faith to know that they can learn, that they are loved beyond compare, as we are with the Lord. So those are the ones that will enter the kingdom of heaven. Our relationship with God is to be as children. Be vulnerable. Be innocent. Be trusting. We're to be faithful, committed, and be just, I guess, with open arms. No hidden agenda. In this gospel, we learn that Jesus always reflects God's will, God's truth, and God's way. We learn that Jesus reveals the attitudes of God by how he teaches even the Pharisees, his disciples, and the people bringing the children, letting them know, "It's okay, bring them to me. I want them to come. I want everyone to come. Everybody is welcome." So what we can ask ourselves is, what do we reflect to one another? What do we reflect in our family? What do we reflect when we're out and about, at work or at a store? And who do we reveal in our attitudes, in what we say, in what we think and do? Kind of like a challenge. Think about it every day. Am I acting like Jesus? Am I striving to act like Jesus? Do I reflect a Christian who does God's will and God's way? Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for relationships. We ask that we can learn from you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, how we are to work together, to be together, and to have action together, and to love one another in a holy way, so that we can serve you and all your creation. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.